poodle. Sometimes we watch a show and I'm like, you know, this show's okay, but I know our sissies enjoy it.
Good.
So we'll watch it.
This show is good.
This show is so good.
This is the best cringe show there's ever been. And that's saying something.
I don't know ever, because man, season two of Smothered was a real knockout.
But that was I drama. Think,
but that's actual cringe. Like, this show actually isn't cringe. It's just like, y'all, it's not, this show is not cringe.
It is cringe. It is cringe, but it's cringe in a different way that is provocative and interesting. Because of the messes these couples have made of their relationships.
It's more human, because on Smothered, when they're just smelling teeth and talking about crab cake, you're like, you're all aliens.
Yeah, it is much more human. I agree. Totally.
Y'all, we don't have time for announcements.
This is me and my ex.
We don't have time for anything. We're jumping right in. You, me, and my ex. This is Maddie, and I'm with Poodle, a.k.a. Poods on the Street.
Poodle B
on the Street. Let's talk about...
Or my saloon girl nickname, Diamond Poodle-Line McGillicuddy.
Diamond Poodle-Line?
Yes, I've added Diamond to the
Where did that come from?
There was a saloon girl named Diamond Lil, and I wanted to give her props. I did two cameos as a saloon girl, and then two yesterday as Peg McCarthy, Australian Peloton instructor.
Do you do any cameos as yourself anymore?
Rarely. I'm fine with it. Actually, I do. I do. I would say half and half are other characters.
Wow.
I know.
So let's jump in. Let's talk about y'all. Let's talk about Kay LeVay, Jerry, and Jessica.
Kay LeVay. Hey,
although there's no Jessica this episode, which, again, I kind of enjoyed.
I don't have the hate for Jessica that you do.
I don't hate her. I'm annoyed by her. There's a difference.
Yeah. I think she's reasonable.
I don't know.
Imagine if Kay was in your house. What would you do? Think about it.
I agree that Kay LeVay is cuckoo crazy. But yeah, we're going to get to that, because she actually brings up Jessica, and I think she brings up some good points.
One of the issues you have is because Kay, it gets lots of the in the moments, you identify with her more. And Jessica gets very few. And that's the way their storyline is scripted. I just don't believe their storyline.
I think it's kind of honestly what Kay LeVay says in this episode. It's just Kay LeVay, I think, is right when she says she doesn't act like your ex-wife who's friends with you. She acts like someone who still has feelings for you.
I agree with that. I'm just saying my bullshit meter, this show, this is like a smelly, it's like on a 9 on a scale from 1 to 10. Especially this episode.
I think kind of what you thought about Carousel from Sexy Beast, when we talked about her, what you said to me. You say you're fine with her. I think if you spent an hour with Jessica, you would find her insufferable.
I don't know. I don't think she's a TV personality.
There's just something annoying about her to me. But anyway, she's not on this episode.
That's the thing for you. Other people have had that problem, but I don't seem to have the problem with her.
Well, she's not on this episode. This time,
my thing is that Kay is a cartoon.
Oh, love her. One of the best people on reality TV we've ever seen. Y'all, I guarantee you, this is not going to be the last reality show this bitch is
on. This is only the beginning. Get into Kay LeVay.
Yeah.
I'm there. I think we
might start following her on Instagram. We might have to.
So, y'all, we're at the cabin. And Emilio, his son, Jerry's son, has dropped her off early, and he's bringing her flowers. And of course, I'm like, okay, she's going to have some ridiculous setup, and she's got candles. Now he walks, she's like, I'm up here. He goes up there. The room is just flat dark.
It's very dark.
She's backlit, which means you can't see anything.
No.
And none of the camera people even tried to help.
They didn't try. Uh-uh.
She's wearing a black dress. She has dark skin. You can't even see her.
Yeah, she's like sitting on the dresser kind of in the corner.
it looks like she's like in Insidious. She's in the corner like that scary red faced person.
Yes. Hello.
And
it doesn't matter though, because Jerry is like a cartoon character with his eyes bulging. Going, and finally, Caleb, he walked up to her and she said, "You need to unravel your clothes.
You need to unravel all your clothes."
Poodle, what does that mean?
It means he needs to actually take the individual fibers of his clothes and unravel them.
So basically, he just needs to pull a string and spin around until he's naked. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a, I think she's Dominican Republic. I'm almost certain.
I thought she said Puerto Rican.
Maybe she is. Yeah.
She said Puerto Rican.
I think that's a tradition in Puerto Rico. You unravel your clothes.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You don't think it's because she mispronounces words at all?
Not at all.
Because she hasn't done that at all this season?
I think she has a very specific way of communication.
What's the other word she totally got wrong? What was it?
Oh, it
was forgot
hysterical.
To talk about it. And we can't believe we forgot to talk about it.
I don't know.
There was so much happening, we missed it.
She's talking about Jessica. It's interesting because in the moment for her, she can't shut up about Jessica, even though Jessica's not there.
Agreed.
Here's what I think. This whole thing with her and Jerry is much more about her competition with Jessica than it is with Jerry. She finds that more stimulating.
I totally see that.
Yeah. So she's basically, she's all around the house. She's like, pussy blocking me.
She's like,
that's the first time I've ever heard pussy blocking, y'all.
Yeah, she said, pussy, always cock block. She said, I'm trying to get PG-13. I can't even get R.
And can't even do PG. What's below PG?
Then she looks at the person, what's that? What's before PG? What's before? And they said G. She's like, I can't even do that.
This is why she is gold, y'all.
Gold.
She's not a smart person. we're gonna find out later.
I wonder if she's not necessarily. I don't know if she's necessarily an educated person.
That's a better way to put it.
Because and maybe I'm comparing her to some of the people we saw on Sexy Beast that were really just fucking stupid. She seems smart because she seems street smartish, and she's very, as we learn, as we learn about her naming, she's very
savvy.
Kind of creative. I just don't think she's super educated, but
yeah.
So Jerry gets on the bed. She's giving him a massage.
She's like, she looks like Jessica Rabbit. Maybe it's time to update my references.
Yes. Y'all, Jerry.
He's got a man girdle too, he mentions.
He says, you know who I am as a man? Y'all, people
talk about
Jerry's age.
Midlife crisis.
Exactly. People his age that have a man girdle mean they are trying to fuck 20-year-old women.
Yep. And it's desperate.
And it's
So he lays down the bed. She's like, I'm really good at massages. Y'all, when anyone tells you that, they are not good at massages.
No, I actually am.
No, you're not. You hurt me.
But no, you don't know. You're not. You don't have a good pain tolerance.
You shouldn't be hurting.
Well, you've got to get them. You've got to work the muscle
out.
No,
you're not. You're not good. I should tell you that. You're not good. You need to stop telling people you are.
I think I'm great.
No, you hurt. So she, y'all, her in the moment, she just goes off on a bio.
She tells Jerry, she says, you know, I'm good at this because it's in my name. My original name is Caressa, and I'm
which
caressing
means something,
you.
Which means
just caressing.
I liked it when she's like, which means caress.
Yeah, it's like, when you said Caressa, like, we kind of got
that. We get it. We understand verb forms.
And then we got this. I'm going to let Poodle take
very,
this because I know
he's. The opening of Moby Dick. Call me Ishmael.
I know.
Like a long bio. Basically Tom Jones.
That we had.
And there was a passage of time. So you know Kay talked possibly 45 minutes.
45
minutes
about her name. Poodle, fill us in.
My birth name is Caressa, but I started to go by Angel. But then it got really confusing because Angel, people said, you're an angel from heaven. And I was like, no, I'm not really. But that is so sweet that you say that. But there was a woman on named Angel K on the internet, and like, this woman is Polish and she is old. So I'm not going to go by that anymore. And so she's like, but you know, I know in my career right now that I was thinking, what am I all about? I'm all about love and giving love to everybody. So I was like, Angel K, K-love-a. And I like just to say, they. So that's why I put it on the end of things. And then she sings and it's awful.
She sings, this is a life of K-love-a.
Yes. Y'all, she has some sound clouds out there.
She's already pitching. She wants to have a reality show called This is the Life of Kay LaVey.
Y'all, don't do it. It is not good.
It all goes back to the massage. She says, I was born to do this, to rub an older man with a snowman body.
I wrote down, this is fucking nuts.
This is when I screamed once and just sent Poodle text going, bleh, 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 a total gibberish of, this show is so good. And I went, how's this going to get better? How is this going to get better?
Well, they're going to go in what she calls the jacuzzi, which is just a bathtub with jets.
It's a bathtub with jets, and there's bubbles everywhere. And this is where they're not supposed to talk about exes, but they kind of do. But I feel like
no, she can't keep Jessica's name out of her mouth.
Well, this is all. It's not that she can't keep. Y'all, this is what all this is. All this is a workup to let him know Jessica's got to go. That's right. All this is.
It is interesting that Kay has not mentioned why Jessica was there. Was literally to nurse him back to health when he had really bad health problems.
She hasn't mentioned, but he doesn't have health problems now, at least the way they're showing it. So it's maybe she's true. Never known him. She's never known him with health problems because she's been living there way longer after he's had health problems.
Way long. No, I don't know if it's been that long.
They acted like he's been good and she's just stayed. And I don't know if it's COVID, probably with COVID. She's like, I'm not going to move right
now. Did you hear him say that the medication I'm on makes me gain weight?
Oh,
so
he did say that.
They're
not clear.
I think he's probably 3 months past it.
Oh, see, I feel like it. I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying they haven't painted the picture correctly.
Right.
Because to me, it feels like it's been 6 or 8 months. I don't think it's clear.
Yeah, I don't. I would not. That's the thing. I always thought this was a temporary thing and Jessica's just going to go back to her life.
See, I don't. To me, it feels like Jessica's like, because she's talked about this is our life. And to me, it feels like she doesn't want to leave.
Oh, to me, it's like her kids are there. So it's why wouldn't you want to live in your house with your ex when your kids are there?
Yes, possibly, especially if you're in love with him.
I think that's down the line. I think she's there. I just don't have. I'm not suspicious of her like other people are.
Think about. So you think? I know Kay LaVey's a lot. You think if, let's say, someone like, who's the couple whose husband went to the military and she cheated? What's her name?
April.
So you think if Jerry was dating April and April came into the situation, you think Jessica would treat her totally fine?
I think she'd have a problem with anybody she bring in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she has a problem with. So I think it's worse because it's Kay, but I think that she would have a problem with anyone because she still has feelings for him.
That's not what I'm. See, you're making the loop of. I don't think she has romantic feelings for him anymore. I think it's just she doesn't want anyone else with him.
Oh,
that's very different.
I totally disagree.
Oh, I just think she's just that's what you're seeing is jealousy, and it has okay. Yeah,
but I can understand that. Yeah, I think she does have feelings. So maybe we'll find out because it looks like next week they're going to talk about it.
And I don't think it's been that long. I just don't think it's been 6 or 8
it's
months.
Not
Maybe
clear.
I'm wrong.
We don't know.
Let's talk about people. Let's talk about. So they're in the bathroom in the bathtub, and he's like, "Oh, I have a sexy girl, but I also love brains." And I think now we're gonna do a little You, Me, and My Ex-Theater.
This isn't our first. No, it's not.
No.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We've done many
so
of
these.
So here
we go. I'll be playing the role of Kayla Vey, I believe.
You should play Kayla Vey, yeah.
All right. And sing.
Oh, babe, this Beth's
so
nice. It's so nice.
I know.
You know?
It's all bubbly. It's all the jets just pushing the water around and up in my blowhole.
Oh, honey.
That's what you call it, right?
Yeah, that's such an intelligent way to say a butt. That's what I love about, you know, I've been DMing with people before and you can't really tell what's up there. But
I know.
With you, honey, with you, you're an old soul with young tits.
I'm young with a young youthful pussy.
I mean, with you're beautiful. You're wise.
I am so intersexual.
Wise. What?
And
huh?
I'm so intersexual. I'm smart.
Oh, yes, that's what that means. That's what that means. I just love being here. Can I put
and
my
I love
foot right
our
here in your
interrogatory relationship. I love how interrogative we are.
What is that?
Intuitive.
Yes.
Is that the word?
Yes, interrogative. That is right, honey. You are so smart. I love just being with
influence?
You here.
Influencity?
Here. Just put my foot in your mouth and hush.
You know, I need to talk to you before we are, before we get automation. Intuitive.
Oh, just keep going. Keep going,
so
Kayla Vey.
Before we do that, I need to know that she is out of your life, your ex-wife.
Oh, didn't know. We thought we weren't going to talk about
because
that.
Because I can smell if another man is having sexual prolations.
But don't think that's a word, but I kind of got what you meant. Honey, look at you. That beautiful skin, your beautiful lips, your nice curvy body, that young,
like Shakira.
23-year-old vagina. Ooh, you're so smart.
You know,
that's why I love
I'm an old soul, they tell me.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I definitely think so.
Like the fish.
I think you know. They say that, you know, the better the sex, the crazier the woman. But not you.
I think that is a miswording, misunderfalling.
Underfall. Who's falling? Who I'm falling in love for my brainiac.
Get your hands out of my hoochoo.
And see. Y'all, the ridiculousness that Jerry is now.
That's
I do think this
feels
is part,
so fake to me.
Now I oh he's so fake, and I do think that Jessica is really an. That's what I think. You know what? I just realized. I know now what is so. There's something either Jerry is paying for Jessica, or she is in love with him. There's some type of control or power Jerry has over Jessica because I want Jessica to say to Jerry, you're so full of fucking bullshit. You're putting our family through this. You're a goddamn joke. But she can't because he.
It's his life, though.
But it's in her house with her kids. As a mother, I think she should be like, Jerry, this is another one of your fucking 20-year-old midlife crisis, girl. What the hell are you doing? But this way of putting up with it.
I agree. It is
something's going on. We don't know. Something's going on.
It is passive aggressive. However, it is his house and his life. And I think she has, I know this is weird. I think she may have tried to establish a boundary about being away from his relationships.
Maybe that's true. Regardless, Kayla Vey, which I agree with Kayla Vey in the bathtub, where she's like,
How long is she staying?
She's like, now, I don't think she should be trying to kick her out, but I think she should ask, like, do you think she has feelings for you? And Jerry's like, no. And Kayla Vey brings up a good point because she said, a regular wife would be like, girl, let me tell you about the shit with my husband. She said she acts like she has feelings for you. And he even stops and says, you're kind of right.
Yeah, I just, I see this, and you see them, I see this as she's a lot more concerned with winning a competition between her and Jessica than she is with Jerry.
And I wonder if the competition's her and Jessica, or if it's just her and just getting a sugar daddy.
Exactly.
Whereas...
I think she just wants to be on TV. She senses competition, and she longs for it. So you guys, later on, she said, my women intuition is just beaming right now. So maybe her intuition is what she calls her.
Intuition, I don't know. My women, that's it, is beaming. She's like, I'm here to break him free. I'm capable to break him free of that shit. They need to understand that daddy needs love.
And then they kiss, and it looked like a kiss that fathers give their daughters at some kind of purity ball. It was so uncomfortable. Neither one of them are into it.
I actually wrote, it doesn't seem like they have a lot of chemistry to me.
Zero. That's why I still say that there was a girlfriend and they recast her with Kayla Vey.
I'm fine with it.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why this whole storyline doesn't seem natural and real at all. And surprisingly, the realest person is the one you are annoyed by, Jessica, because she's exhibiting normal feelings.
I smell cuckoo there. I'm telling you, I think they're all crazy. I just got a feeling. Speaking of
I got a feeling.
Okay, I feel like I'm going to make people wait this episode, and I feel like we really need to save Caroline's mother for last.
Sure, sure.
So we're going to talk about Wendy, Jimmy, Lisa, and Jack. There's only three couples this episode, but it was a great episode, I think, because every couple, we really got a lot of time with them, and we really made some headway, because golly, this was fucking dramatic.
Yeah, this is exactly what happens. I said this earlier. When you've made a mess of your relationships and you don't talk out anything, and like Lisa said, when you sweep so much under the rug, you just have shit under the rug.
You just have shit and more shit under the rug. Y'all, they're in Melbourne, Florida. I've been to Melbourne many a times. Yeah. It's right in the middle of Florida. Area code 321, because they launch shit there.
Is that... Oh, come on.
Yeah, the area code. No, the area code is 321 because it's where NASA has a launch pad there. Yeah.
How do you have that power with the area code people? How do they just decide what they want to be?
You can be surprised. Sometimes you just ask for it. Like I said, you could call me in Long Row.
Just ask for an area code?
Yeah, not an area code, but, you know, we were 405-657-6288. That's spelled Matt. I just asked a phone company at Oklahoma Bell, and they
you
gave
probably
it to
shouldn't
us.
Give out your number.
Well,
on
I don't
a podcast.
Live. No, I don't live there anymore. You can call that number. You're not going to get Matt. You're going to get somebody else.
But your father doesn't have that phone number anymore because it's his home number.
No, we moved out. No, we got a different name. Then he moved to Ardmore. So no.
Oh God.
But anyway, he just called the phone and said, he said, "Can I get 657 stud?" For my boys.
I think you can ask for the other numbers. You can't ask for an area code. I don't think those are decided arbitrarily.
I want you to dream bigger. Imagine if your area code was 690.
411. 911.
Y'all, they've been driving all day and they're about to kill each other. So they park at a campground. Jimmy's like, this is going terrible. Wendy thinks I'm flirting with my ex. My ex wants to rehash every single bit of history he had. Let's just get around a campfire and all have a good time.
Wendy's like, I got an idea. We're going to play Truth or Dare.
I got an idea.
Everyone's going to enjoy Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare. We're going to get it started. And if there's anything Lisa wants to talk about. then Lisa is going to talk about. She's going to talk about it tonight.
And I'm going to talk to Jack. And so, Jack,
we're gonna see.
When did you decide when you first met Lisa?
When you first met Lisa, was it love at first sight?
He's like, yeah, she came out there with her son, and I was like, yeah, I met her with Dominic, and she's like, you met him with Dominic? What do you mean? You met him with Dominic?
And Jimmy's like, what? You stayed on? You went on a date with a 12-year-old? You're wacko. You know, you're wacko.
It was later at night. Lisa's got a husky voice like this.
And Lisa's like, just keep it up. Keep it up, Jimmy. Keep it up, Jimmy. You're gonna make me lose my shit. You're gonna make me lose my shit. And Wendy's
and
like,
then,
Jack,
and
like, they keep coming. If Jack, Lisa, over there Lisa you, and Jack. Jimmy came up, I'm gonna sit on your lap. Sit on your lap. What'd you think of that?
Anyway,
and she actually moves her chair
she
over.
She does. Then at one point, it starts getting worse because Lisa's like, did you ever love me?
Did you ever love me? And Jimmy's like, hey, why? I don't want to play this game.
You have any regrets?
You ask me anything you want to know.
You know, it's something I should have done. You know, maybe I shouldn't have taken you back. Y'all, she fucking starts hysterically crying and loses it.
Because he said, I think we had to break up. It worked out so good. Now we're both happy. And then we found out.
That's not what you want to hear.
Lisa, she says, when he wrote that letter to me 2 years after we broke up, he asked me to marry him. And I said no because I was too angry and too hurt and I didn't want to be weak.
Oh,
my mom did the same thing with my dad.
This was a bomb.
This again was when I texted Poodle and just went.
Your father did that to your mother?
About 6 months after they broke up, he asked
her
to go back.
Really? And she said no?
No, she said no. Because then my grandpa said, well, you can take him back, but I just want you to know he slept with this woman, and this woman.
How did he know all this?
He knew it the whole time because he worked with my dad, but he didn't want to tell his daughter. He didn't want to hurt her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was very... And, of course, my mother's telling me this as she's talking to her best friend and crying in my kitchen. I'm 15.
Yeah, y'all, you got to have boundaries with your kids.
I'm telling
you,
y'all, I just saw it went to another friend and she is telling everything to her teenage daughter. And I know her daughter's 18, but still, I'm just like, y'all...
Keep
don't
your
tell
kids
your kids
out
anything.
Of your keep your kids
it's
out
really
of your,
hard.
Your marriage.
As a therapist who's educated on this and as a kid who went through it, it's the hardest thing to do. Because guess what? When your kids get older, they're gonna find out all that shit about your ex-husband on their own.
Right.
It always happens. The truth always comes out.
But it's almost like it's really, really it's not poisoning the kids against the parents, but the intention isn't good.
It's not just like, helping your kid. Y'all, look, your kid's always going to love their parent if their parent wasn't around them. They're always going to love. What it actually does, it makes you scared to go off to college like I was because I'm thinking, but I have to take care of my mom.
Right.
That's not good.
Southern stories and sad.
Work through that. Anyway, y'all, so... Lisa's like, so that's what we find out. And she's like, because Lisa keeps saying, she's like, listen, Jimmy, I got issues too. I made some mistakes about this and the shit you did.
And I have shame.
And Jimmy's like, you know, I forgive you. Fuck
and
you, Jimmy.
And he said,
fuck you.
That's when she said, I forgive you. And she's like, what do you mean you'll forgive me? And that's when she throws the chair in the fire.
Throws a chair. And she's like, I got my own
shit. I've got my own
shame. Y'all, I'm telling you now. Marissa Tomei is going to play Lisa in her television. That's what I said.
No, you said Mel Tormé.
Anyway, she's going to
play. You thought it was Marissa Tomei, didn't you?
No, I know it's Tomei. I just said it wrong. So she's going to play her, though, in her television movie.
No, he was outside because of the principle of.
Because of the principle. So. Jimmy's like, I feel bad that I hurt her, but you know, we couldn't be who you in. And Wendy's like, she's like, I don't understand.
I know what it's like to be a woman who's been cheated
Jimmy,
on.
Jimmy cheated on Lisa and she has
so
guilt.
She
has guilt.
She doesn't know. Wendy is the MVP of this whole series because she just says things that it's just she's like, I don't know.
She goes from one instance to be very caring and then not. It's like perfect example. Lisa goes in the. I love this whole group. I love all of them.
They are my favorite. They're my favorite group.
I love. So Lisa goes in the RV. She is full on breaking down. Like, y'all,
crying.
This is a trauma cry of letting go of like 10 years of
like
trauma.
Like a keening, like the sound when animals give birth or something like that. It just sounds.
And Jack is comforting her. And then Wendy comes in and she's like, Laser, are you all right? Are you all right? And so that's when Wendy says, like, I know what it's like. Every woman knows what it's like to be cheated on, to have someone not respect your feelings. Right. She's like, so no matter what it is, I feel for her. And she's like, I got it. It was okay for her to throw that fit. And I like that she said it that way.
And then, I like it how you also did a little Botox eyebrow when you did that for her, because she's got a little extra Botox on her eyebrow.
Even though my Botox is totally gone now. I've got nothing now. But
So maybe that's what you were doing. Maybe you didn't need to do it.
No, I was acting. Yes, I was doing her. Yeah, my face. This is my real face, y'all. And so
I like your real face.
I like my Botox face. So. You'll see when I make you go. And
anyway,
I hold
they go, they're on their way to Boca.
Well, no, hold on. I just want to say, they're full on crying. And this isn't anything she said. But then you see Lisa's like, I'm done. I'm going to bed. She's like falling to the floor crying. She gets up. She's like, I'm going to bed. And Lisa kind of makes this face like when somebody says, do you like key lime pie? And she hates it. And she kind of goes, She like goes, and so she comforts her, but then she's kind of like, wow, she is the MVP. You are right.
Everything about her, she's us. She's uncomfortable, but she's trying.
Yeah. Lisa's a poodle in this moment.
You mean, no, Wendy.
Or Wendy's a poodle in this
mixed,
moment.
You're getting them mixed up. Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to Boca.
The next day. So this is, they're going to see the sun who's hot. So shall we talk about Caroline, Alex, and Steven,
and AKA the cardboard cutout. The cardboard cutout.
So we are meeting her mom, you guys, meeting Caroline's mom. And she says, since I was subjected to his family, and she has a blog, her mother has a blog called Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife.
This again was the last time I went, bleh, 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 poodle.
Y'all, this woman needs her own show.
Again, y'all. Okay. If you're just listening to us, stop right now.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Go watch this whole episode, but at least the Caroline and Alex segments, and then come back and listen.
She's like, my mom hasn't met him. Now, I'm not sure about the exact timeline of this, so maybe they'd only been dating seriously for a year. But they've been together for 2 years, and her mom hasn't met him, and his family had not met Caroline.
Yes.
Again, if 2 years is a while, and especially it doesn't seem like they live very far away. She lives an hour and a half. His parents were right in town. So that's, if your gut is telling you something, that's a problem with either your parent or the person you're with.
I also think, and we've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I think Caroline and Alex are two people with brokenness who feel like they can heal one another. I think you said that once, because they both have this. Now, look, we're only seeing a little bit, but Caroline's mom is a trip. Don't get me wrong. Ugh. But they both act like they come from the most horrible, wretched families.
Mm-hmm.
But their families seem like...
Well, we don't know.
Seems way more normal than Caroline's mom.
I agree.
And Alex acts like they're horrible to him. So I'm kind of like, is that the thing? They carry this weight chip on both of their shoulders for their family? But I'm speaking totally out of turn. There could be like some really deep shit and someone will make me feel like an asshole.
She basically says about her mom is she thinks that she has one daughter who's going to get married and one who's not. And I have a lot of resentment towards her about that.
Yeah,
and she gets emotional. And so you guys, I just pointed out at their apartment, which the decorating style is awful. I don't know if you've seen a lot of this apartment. There are dream catchers everywhere. A
lot of dream catchers.
And just really bad, like, stock furniture pieces. I don't know whose style that is.
Maybe they don't have a lot of money. Maybe they're, like, just scrimping together. I don't know.
You could still buy stuff that's cute. It's just, they're this banal.
Yeah, that's bad. A good word for it. It's not good.
So,
I mean, y'all, a couple of dream catchers is fine.
There's three on the wall.
I bet you there's more.
So she is, he's very sweaty. He's asking for sweat pads. And then he goes outside. I'm like, is he really fucking calling Steven? Y'all, this is getting, this is starting to feel like this is one big episode of Punk'd on Caroline to me.
I feel so sorry for Caroline. And yeah. Not because I think he's gay and she's dating a gay or whatever. I don't know about his sexuality. I don't care. This is
Making a fool of her.
Sexuality aside, yeah. He is not letting go of his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember, maybe I'm wrong. Did he ever ask her in this process of how she was doing, of how she was feeling?
No.
Y'all, Caroline takes care of Alex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We never see when Alex takes care of Caroline.
I assume that happens somewhat.
I hope.
But it seems like, you're right, but it seems like, and what he says to his mom later, she's done all the work. Done all the supporting him.
Sissy tweeted us about that and made me think of when he's talking to Caroline's mom. He never talks about what he loves about Caroline. He talks about just what she's done him for feel. Him.
Yeah, it's all him.
It just feels very, yeah.
I tell Caroline to run from that person.
I think he's a huge narcissist.
Yeah, and it's just...
And drama queen.
I don't know if you... Because I don't know if we're ever going to see the real Alex.
No,
it's
not
under
for years.
It's under such a pile of shame.
Not till he's like mid-40s, 50s, if that ever happens, that he'll break free. And if not, it'll never happen.
So he is calling Steven, and it's she even says, it's interesting that when Alex is nervous or upset, he calls Steve. She makes her faces.
Yeah, she's just, even when she talks about her mom, she's like, you know, she focuses her attention on my sister. And I'm still kind of angry about it sometimes. And then she kind of pauses and her eyes kind of bug out and she's like, It's just all like simmering under there for her. There's so much anger.
So they're going up there and they're bringing flowers and the flowers are already in a vase. And I'm like, you carried a vase with flowers with water in it?
That's determined. I would never bring a vase to someone's house like that because it would be
they already have a vase.
You'd be like giving flowers in a vase to Miss Pat from Southern Charm.
Oh, y'all, my God.
She's going to switch out your shitty cheap vase for one of her vases.
She's going to switch out your 1-800 flowers.
Yes, Lisa's going to switch a vase for a vase.
For a vase. Because
that's what she calls them. Calls them.
So anyway, they walk in this building, this kind of nice building. Y'all, there's shit all over the walls.
It is
decorated almost like Miss Pat's house. But Miss Pat would freak out if I said that. There is a silver service.
Silver service
out. There is caviar. There's bourbon slushes. She's an old Southern woman. If she ever heard me call me old, she would scream at me.
She's because she doesn't look old. She's had good work.
Hair
is flawed. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And don't get confused. Even Miss Pat's talked about this. Potato chips and caviar are actually like the new thing right now.
They're
like the trendy thing right now. So that's why
she's sitting there.
And she's probably a drunk because she serves them a bourbon slush that's real. Alex takes a drink of it. And he was just like, woo.
So she's basically saying, oh, y'all, she's also amazing. She's also a role model, new role model of mine.
She could be a housewife. She's like a housewife.
She really could be. Yeah, I was like, she needs her own spinoff.
She does.
So she's like, oh, I have met you before. Didn't you two work together? The pauses, y'all, are like right out of like Eudora Welty. It's amazing.
And after she says work together, she just takes a soft drink of her martini glass, just kind of like.
And waits for a reaction.
And then Lisa says, well, yes. Or Caroline says, yeah, we did work together, you know. And, you know, you should take it a compliment that you're finally getting to meet him. I didn't really get to meet a lot of the people. Any
relationship. She's like, well, darling, you did meet my second husband because that was your father. You did, of course, meet my second husband because that was your father.
I fucking died.
The next, in her in the moment, Lisa, Lisa says, well, I thought that Alex was a, how do you say, a gay gentleman.
Gay gentleman.
It looks like he's not. And the, sorry, I was upstairs. Something was.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
Okay, good. I wrote down, this mom is terrifying and she's a genius and I want to be her. So
she looks at Alex and she says, where did you get that sweater? And she's like, well, he got it today. And she says, he normally wears tracksuit. A tracksuit. Track she says, suit.
Do you run track?
What is a tracksuit?
Like it was a French word, like, what is a bon mot? Like, and I do not understand what it, you just it, said.
It said. And basically, y'all, you know what? Caroline excuses herself because
no, they're starting.
Alex excuses himself, I'm sorry, and goes to the bathroom holding his armpits because he's just sweating profusely. And I think now's a good time for, wow, two in one episode. Who knew, y'all?
So here we go. I'll be playing the role of Lisa.
Of Lisa, you'll be playing, and I'll be playing Caroline.
Okay.
And scene.
Well, Alex is nice.
Yes, Mom. He is nice. I'm sure there's something else you want to say about him.
I thought he was gay.
Mother, you think every one of my boyfriends is gay. Just because two were doesn't mean Alex is.
But, you know, so he's not gay.
Mother, he's with me. I know that's hard for you to believe that someone wants to be with me. I mean, I don't know why I have to constantly defend our relationship.
But how do you just not be gay?
Mom, you think he's gay just because he's wearing a pink sweater.
That is coral.
Oh.
You've never had an eye for color, Caroline.
I'm not talking, y'all. I'm just making Caroline faces right now.
You know, so he's not gay now? I don't understand how that could be.
Well, Mother.
He doesn't date women anymore? Can
I not be a beautiful enough woman, a beautiful creature for him to fall in love with me? What's wrong with me, Mama?
But he likes men.
This is my time, Mama. It's my time.
He liked men before, though. What just happens when things change?
But we both like men, Mama. That's the one thing we have in common, Mama.
This is like that. What do they call this thing? Like bicycle. What do they call it? I never heard of it before, but...
Bicycle? Mother, this makes no sense.
What is bisexuality? Is that what they're saying? I don't believe in that.
We don't use a label, Mother. Why do you have to label everything?
You know, I've got a lot of gay friends. How dare you say that to me, that I'm judgmental? They appreciate everything about me. They do not love me. They love my shoes.
But Mother, he doesn't walk around. Just because he was with me before, he doesn't do my hair. He doesn't do my makeup. He doesn't dress my clothes.
He doesn't?
No, I'm not a doll for him, Mama.
Oh, I wish I'd like him to dress me up. I bet he could put on some good, although in no tracksuits, please. Anyway, I hope your father's well. And scene. Yo, this was brutal.
This was like a Tennessee Williams play.
It was. It got very Tennessee Williams. Yeah.
But the subtext.
They put down a scrim, so yes, you'd say this play is memory.
The subtext underneath what they were saying, because all this is about is Caroline. She wants to scream at her mother and just say, you never loved me. You can't believe somebody loves me.
Lies, all lies. I loved you like I never loved anybody before.
Exactly. And so
it does turn into that.
And so actually, there's this kind of moment. Well, finally, Lisa says, y'all, even the way it is, Caroline's standing in the kitchen. Alex is actually sitting by her mother. Caroline physically can't even be close physically right. to her mother. And Lisa says, well, I'm not the poster child for happily ever after, Caroline. I apologize for giving you the best example of what, hold on, let me get a drink. What love is.
I just wanted someone to cherish you, Caroline. And that's all I ever wanted.
And just as Shetty, Caroline said, well, but basically she doesn't say this, but she says, you didn't do a good job of loving me, so that pushed me to find true love, Mother.
And then Stephen is like, I'm being really, really moved by all this right now. And you just don't know how much she's changed me.
And y'all,
she's supported me.
Well, that's
she's
before
done that to me.
Before he even gets into that, y'all, this is, and again, Poodle and I have talked about this, how they never really talk about what's truly under their emotions because mm-hmm. Caroline and Alex both have such brokenness. She even goes into the bathroom and says, you guys can cry all you want and then dry up your tears. And
right.
And I wrote, wow. That's...
Yeah, Caroline's got issues.
But I get it. It seems like with her mother probably hasn't let her be vulnerable with her.
Right.
So Alex says, I know that my past not be the one, but your daughter has changed me and helped me.
She's changed everything for me.
Again, it's all about what she's done for me. And Lisa says, well, if that's happy enough for you, then I'm happy.
And she
but
goes,
I'm not going to wear a tracksuit.
Not wear a tracksuit. Bitch knows how to button a scene.
She buttons a scene.
Oh my God. She is a gifted performer.
Give this woman a show.
And she says, well, he seems to truly love her. Oh, well. I mean,
it really needs to be Caroline and Lisa's show. Like, it needs to be them together. Because Caroline, I think Caroline's a gift to reality TV
too,
with those mugs and faces.
I agree.
So the thing that I think is going to be the only thing I feel like they both get upset about, this is normal. When you understand when someone is gay and your parents of this generation and tells you is gay, like, it's okay to educate them a little bit and mm-hmm. not be so offended by it all. That was my only thing.
No, I think y'all, you're right. And he's thinking about proposing, you guys.
He is thinking about proposing. We've got to go because Poodle has a hookup that's coming.
No, I have a call.
Yeah,
you were about to go into a diatribe. So that's why I said.
No, it's not a call. Poodle's about to get fucked. And y'all, he's stressed out and he needs a good dicking down. So we're going to end this show, y'all, because we need to. But be sure
to blame me for that.
We'll see. Y'all go to realitygazepodcast.com. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Come at us on Cameo. Y'all, I'm sure Sissy Christine is going to think of a meme from this. So be sure to follow us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast. If you haven't seen our current meme with Lisa or with Caroline, you're missing out.
Oh, yeah. She's got those faces. She commented, actually. And so did Alex.
So did Alex. Y'all, we'll see you next week. And remember, until next time, go fuck your ex.
Go fuck your ex.